Hello.
Hi, Linda. It's Sarah. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Paula has, we have an elder attorney we've been working with, and they did the work. You guys called us a couple months ago regarding that spin down. Somebody else from your group that we worked with in the beginning, I can't think of her name, but anyhow, Paula should not have been on that spin down. She qualified for a waiver. She didn't have that with the first group we were with. And she qualified for a waiver.
Oh, that was Jasmine, I think. Let
Yeah, it
me
was
see.
Jasmine. So anyhow, Jasmine called us a couple months ago and told us about that waiver. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. It's like they made parking spaces for cars 25, 30 years ago, you know?
Yeah. Anyhow, they sent it in and it went through. So the older attorney did everything for us. So all she has to do now is, which I'm on my way to the bank now to do, is open an account and put $228 in it. And then the next day, go spend that $228, like on the wipes that I buy, and that's just showing that that amount of her money is going towards supplies and stuff. So she's not on the spend down now. So they will be
I
getting
see.
that from the bank this afternoon where that account is opened. And the money, the 228, put in the account, it's not leaving our pocket. The 228 is staying in her pocket. They just want that in proof, you know, that that much money is going towards her medical care,
Right, I hear that.
which
Okay.
a lot more than that is going towards it. But anyhow,
Right. I'm gonna
I
look
tried to.
into that.
I actually tried to pay that crazy spend down before I knew that, and the system wouldn't let me.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's quite a big amount.
Well, I've paid it all along and had no problem. I go right to the website, and I got a letter the month before saying that it hadn't been paid, which it had. And so I called the people and they said, yeah, the system was messed up. A lot
Oh,
of
I hear.
people, theirs didn't get paid because it didn't go through, but hers did. So I don't know what's going on. But anyhow, we don't have that anymore.
That's great. So I'm gonna look into that because I was just checking, like, since the beginning of the month to see that everyone's spend downs were paid. And then I saw that she was inactive. So I just wanted to make sure because now it says that she's inactive and the spend down I see is on the account. I don't know if maybe it has to be submitted. This waiver has to be submitted every month or how it works.
It's
I'm
not
gonna
being, I'm not submitting it because you know what? She shouldn't have been paying it at all. I know you have to go by your stuff, but she shouldn't have been paying it at all. And the attorney told us we probably won't be reimbursed for that
Oh,
over
really?
$5,000, I think. They probably won't pay us back, but she shouldn't have paid any of that.
Oh, because she could have
Because
had this waiver.
from the get-go, she qualified for the waiver.
Right.
The only
Hear that.
difference was like $228, and all she had to do was, because I know she's going to spend that much a month on her care. So all they had to do was show that she had was paying that much for his medical care. But anyhow, they will be getting that from the bank this afternoon, whomever it goes to. I don't know who it goes to, but it was all done through my attorney, through our attorney.
I hear. Okay, I'm gonna look into that and I will get back to you if something like I'm saying it should go through if you're saying that you spoke with the attorney and that you don't need to have the spend down anymore, but I guess if I see otherwise, then I'll reach out to you.
It's, I'll tell you what it's called. Yeah, I think it's MIT.
Mm-hmm.
Income account. Some kind of income trust account through the bank. If you call me back and need further info, I can tell you exactly what it is.
Okay, awesome.
I can send you a copy of it.
Okay, great.
If you need a copy of it after I'm done at the bank, I can send that to you. I don't care.
Okay, thanks. Not for now. I'm saying if I see I do need it, I'll reach out to you.
All right. Thank you for being so patient with us.
Sure, of course. Yeah.
It's been really hard for Paula. We have a younger sister who's in stage 4 throat cancer, not given very many days to live. Paula's having a very hard time.
Oh, wow. That's really hard.
But anyhow, we will be clocking in by phone. Everything's been chaotic, you know, with the family and that.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. We'll be doing everything by phone.
Okay, sounds good. As long as you're trying to clock in for a majority of the time.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah. All right, have a great day. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. You too. Thank you. Bye.